You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Aggressive behavior is one of the issues associated with dementia and Alzheimer's, of course not in all patients, but care facilities often struggle to find activities and therapies that keep their clients calm and bring joy to their lives. Now, a program in Colorado is trying something different. A local conservation group, the Bird Conservancy of the Rockies, is bringing nature into the nursing home. Reporter Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
Inside a small and plainly decorated room at North Glen Heights Memory Care Facility on the outskirts of Denver, Colorado, volunteer Dale Jones is walking slowly around a circle of older adults.
This is a mourning dove. I'll let you hold on to that this morning.
Jones is giving out colorful plush birds that fit neatly in their hands. These are essentially small stuffed animals shaped like blue jays or robins.
Yeah, you can just hold on to it, and if you want to listen to it sing, press right here in the middle.
Right through the middle.
There's a little, you know, there you go.
Just push it and squeak on you.
Each toy bird makes chirps that match their species. Soon the room sounds almost like a forest.
It squeaks. I've never seen that before.
It may seem a little strange, but these plush birds are part of a therapeutic educational program for adults with dementia, run through the Bird Conservancy of the Rockies, a local conservation group. Tyler Edmondson is an educator leading today's class. It's about feathers.
And so that's what we're going to focus on today. And we actually brought some really amazing feathers from real birds today for you to feel and look at.
Edmondson passes around the feathers and gives each resident a chance to participate.
And Chuck, it looks like we have your house finch down here on the ground with some really amazing red feathers.
Uh-huh.
What colors do you see on your bird?
A bird.
It's a pretty great bird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real flat.
Not everyone is alert, but Edmondson speaks directly, even to residents that seem asleep. He touches feathers to their skin and gives them birds to hold.
We want to make sure they have a chance to have a response, even if we can't discern it or see it.
North Glen Heights Activities Director Gabriela DeMont Santos says she was a little skeptical of the program at first.
When I came in, I had no idea what to expect of it.
But then she saw how it calmed residents and improved their moods. Take Chuck, who earlier called his bird flat. He's typically irritable and difficult to work with. DeMont Santos says there are just two things that calm him down.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme and bird tails would brighten up his day anytime, that's for sure.
She believes one reason for the program's success is it works on many levels.
What's really nice about bird tails is it captures many different senses. You have visual, you have the physical touch, you hear the sound of the birds.
Bird tails was developed in 2011 by Audubon Society educator Ken Elkins and memory care specialist Randy Griffin. It's not completely clear why dementia patients respond to it so well, but its connection to nature may be one reason.
So there's not a ton of research about nature-based programs and people with dementia. It's something we're just now starting to look at.
Jennifer Dybert is a gerontologist who analyzed bird tails as part of her master's research at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. She says even though scientists haven't looked specifically at the dementia connection, psychologists and epidemiologists have shown exposure to nature has health benefits.
It really reduces stress, improves your mood, reduces depression, anger, anxiety. It enhances your feelings of pleasure.
As the bird tails program comes to an end, Tyler Edmondson asked the residents to use their birds one last time.
What we'd love for you to do is have them sing together, see if we can create a chorus.
Then he says it's time to return the birds to their nest. Not everyone wants to give theirs up, but Edmondson tells them it's okay. He and his birds will be back in a couple weeks. For The Pulse, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.